Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 227, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning in banishment afar. My soul is longing, fainting, thy sacred courts to see. My heart is and flesh are crying, O living God, for thee. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 227.
the portion of God's Word that we wish to read in this afternoon, you can find recorded in the book of Psalms and thereof Psalm 63. But first we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God, thou dost bring us together once again with our flock to whom that thou hast joined us already so many years ago. And so thou dost give us a place yet in this community and amongst this congregation. But Lord, may it be for their welfare, for the soul of each and every one of us as we are traveling to that great and never-ending eternity. For time that is quickly hastening away, and we travel, each one of us, in the need of our souls to meet thee upon the day of our death, when we will pass out of this life, and when we will enter into that life that never ends. O Lord, oh, that thou may remember us, that thou may look upon us. And when thou seest us within ourselves, then it can only be that there is wrath and that there is indignation. For we have yielded our members as servants of unrighteousness, of iniquity unto iniquity. Thou knowest our sin, each and every one of us, both young and old. And the longer that we live, the more that we do add unto that mountain of guilt that is testifying against us and coming before thy judgment seat on that great day of days. O Lord, give us also eyes to behold who and what we are, that we may be given a heart to mourn over our iniquity, that we may be given a true godly sorrow for sin, which is not to be repented of, and that we may go over this world as those who put our hands into our own bosom and have to take them out unclean. O Lord, we are leprous from the crown of the head unto the sole of the foot. What can we say unto thee? But we have heard it out of that confession, which we have heard Sabbath after Sabbath day, that thou hast given thyself, that thou hast been conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, and that thou didst descend even into hell, even experience the torments thereof. But do we not read, O Lord, in thy holy word, from thy prophet of old, who has declared that he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied? O Lord, so we may confess also that he did arise again on the third day, that he did ascend into heaven and did sit at the right hand of God. O Lord, that thou may remember us then, and look not upon us in our guilt and in our filth, in all the wretchedness, but could it please thee to look upon us in and through him who has satisfied thy justice and in whom thou art well pleased. O thou didst declare of thy dear and only begotten Son, O this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Oh, could it please thee, Lord, so to send thy Holy Spirit now to us and to our children, and to raise us from the dead. Oh, who can deliver himself from that pit in which we have brought ourselves in our deep fall in Adam, our covenant head? And there is not one of us that is disappointed in him, because our whole life that is nothing but a following in his footsteps. But oh, that thou may become too strong for us, that thou wouldst stop us on our mad career, and that thou wouldst come and speak and say thus far and no further. Oh, that we may be drawn with the cords of love. Oh, that thou mayst seek us out, as thou didst send thy servant to seek out a wife for Isaac, and that thou didst give unto her the gifts from thee. Oh, could it please thee, Lord, also to grant those gifts of thy love unto us and unto our children. Oh, do surround us then with the love of thee within our hearts. Oh, that we may be drawn more than all that the world can draw us with the strength of those bands. Oh, that thou would give us also to say, I will go. Oh, that we may begin that blessed journey. Oh, could it please thee, Lord, to remember us both young and old, There is no one that would make that blessed choice except that thou dost give it by thy Spirit. Thou, O Lord, art the Alpha. Thou art the first one. And thou hast shown thyself to be wiser and stronger than the devil in all the salvation of thy church. And thou art stronger than we are. And thou art stronger than sin is. And thou art stronger than the devil is. Oh, take us then by heart and by hand. Turn us, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Save us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. And wilt thou fulfill for thy dear and only begotten Son what thou hast promised unto him, a seed that should serve him, oh, that he may be honored and glorified in the multitude of subjects is the honor of the King. Oh, do it, Lord, for thy own great name's sake. Take us then, each and every one. Oh, leave not one of us behind upon that journey to meet thee. Remember the children and all of our youth. Remember them in the days of their youth. The world does say, you are only one young once. Then fill your life with all of this world. Oh, then it is so true. They are only young ones. Oh, there is only one youth in which thou dost say, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Oh, then they shall never be sorry for this. Oh, Lord, remember them when they are still children. Oh, remember them when their hearts are still tender. Oh, that thou wouldst draw them, and that thou may look upon those that have become older. Oh, we always say, the older the colder. And so it is experienced in all of our hearts. Lord, then it can be that we say it becomes impossible for me because I go up every Sabbath day and I read that word and I bow my knees, but my heart remains hard. Oh, my love remains in this world, and all the heart that is following after vanity and carnality. Oh, then I do despair of ever being truly converted unto God. Oh, that thou may show that with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Oh, we must be born again, the wind that bloweth where it listeth. Lord, we do not know from where it comes and whither it goes, but thou art the one who calls it forth. Thou art the one who does send it forth. Do so then in our own midst, amongst us, each and every one. Care for those that are afflicted, those that are sick and weak, those that are cared for by others. Oh, that thou may supply for them and for all that care for them. Oh, give patience, give a bowing under thy will. And wilt thou grant also a blessing upon the means that are used, and that they may also be for each and every one of us callings that may sink down deep into our heart, that we are that we have here no continuing city, and that we may seek one that is to come. Care thou for those that cannot come up unto thy house, those that listen by church telephone, those that are far away from a place where they can come up. Oh, that thou may remember each one in their place. Be with all those that bring thy word over the length and breadth of the whole world. And wilt thou give that thy kingdom may come. Also in the midst of us as a denomination and as a people. Oh, that thou may give that thou which thou hast granted unto our forefathers in a rich measure may also be given unto us and unto our children, and that it may be a burden unto us, that there is so a little workings that do appear unto us. But may there be much yet that is hidden, that we cannot see amongst young and old, and that we may be given not to try to dig it up, and to touch it and to spoil it, but that thou thyself would give the fruits to be evident in that great day of days. Give then a little blessing also in this afternoon. Grant us the strength to stand before our flock. Grant us also thy Spirit in rich measure to bring forth things new and old out of thy law, and that we may speak with clarity for young and old, and that thy name may be glorified in the salvation of sinners, in the instruction of thy people. Forgive thou all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 362 all the stanzas. From out the depths I cry, O Lord, to thee. Lord, hear my call. I love thee, Lord, for thou dost heed my plea, forgiving all. And what follows in Psalter 362, all the stanzas, and the last collection today is for the building fund. congregation, we wish by renewal to consider that in continuation our text of Genesis 24, the 61st verse. Genesis 24, the 61st verse. And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Thus we have begun Rebekah's journey to Isaac. First, the highest cause of this journey, and second, the natural experience upon this journey. Thus it has been several weeks ago already when we may consider the highest cause of this journey. That was not Rebekah. No, that was Abraham together with Isaac. They were the moving cause that Rebekah, she should arise from her place. But it was not only that they have instigated it, but we have heard that Isaac has been in that time upon his knees. Thus Isaac has lived in prayer and meditation for the success of the effort of his servant. And we may point then to what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing when he is sending forth his servants, and they are going out to bring in a bride for himself. And then we may see him, as it were, when he is in his holy place, when he is at the right hand of his Father. And then it is not that these things, they are far away from him, but that he is so close to that matter. Whenever that his truly sent servants, they are going forth to bring that word, and then Christ is himself so close unto that work, and then he is supplicating his Father for a blessing upon that work. And what was now that which Isaac was asking for? Well, then he may pray that the Lord would make a willing people, a willing bride, and that she would be ready to forsake everything for his sake. Then it was necessary that the Spirit of the Lord, he be sent along with that servant of the Lord, and that it may be bound upon her heart, and that the love of him may be laid in her heart. And thus we heard Rebekah. She has been the subject of the Spirit of the Lord in a providential way. And she has also been the subject of the Spirit of the Lord within her heart, working within her heart irresistibly, that her heart may also say, I will go. Every one of that people, if you will speak to them, then they will say that it was not my work. Yes, it was their heart that was made willing in the day of the power of the Lord. But then they will say to you, young people, they will say to you, my heart that was just the same as yours. It was a heart that lived in sin. That was a heart that loved sin. That was a heart that was so attached unto the world. It is true, as the Apostle Paul says, that it was with me, as it was with all men, that they were all under sin. And he says of himself, and I was the chief. Every one of that people, then they will acknowledge that it did not begin with themselves. And now that drawing of the Holy Spirit that is not just unto an intellectual interest. You have the two children, we hope, young people. When school that has begun again, and then your instructors, and they will do everything to motivate you, to make you interested in those things that you need to know, that you may learn them. Then you have an intellectual interest. But that was not just an intellectual interest that the Lord, He is moving His people with, because there are many people that are studying the Bible, that are interested in the Bible, in the Hebrew language, in the Greek language. It is a very interesting book for our intellect. But there is so much more, because that Spirit of the Lord that is moving to change, to renew our fathers, say, in a powerful way, to renew the will and to plant a new affection in the heart of that people. Pray much for the Spirit of the Lord, because that Spirit of the Lord is that which is able to overcome our own spirit today. We wish, with the Lord's help, to continue with our second thought, the natural experience upon this journey. Why? Why do we say the natural experience? You say it is a supernatural experience. It is. It is that which we cannot work. It is above nature. But what we would say with this is that it is certainly not unnatural. There is nothing that is unnatural about those experiences of the true church. And just as there are things that belong to the natural life, so there are certain experiences that they belong naturally unto that spiritual life. Rebecca takes leave of all that she naturally loves. That was hard. That was hard, children. Leaves her father and mother. She leaves her brother and all the things that she has been brought up with. So how is that possible? To go to someone she has never seen before. Well, how is that possible? That is what we say is the powerful work of the Spirit of the Lord. That is to plant in her a love that is stronger. Do you think she did not love her father anymore? Do you think she did not love her brother and her mother anymore? Oh, sure she did. Those loves, they do not just disappear in a natural way. But now you see something, how powerful that Spirit of the Lord is, that it is able to overcome all that which is natural, that it may draw unto Himself, to lure her heart. In the Bible, the Lord Jesus Himself, He calls that love, especially in the beginning, He calls that the first love, that is a love, He says, that is and that was in the life of that people so especially strong. The hot, the dry, the month-long journey begins. And the Rebecca arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And our congregation, we must consider what would naturally live in the heart of such a person here as Rebecca. Shall we go with her, children? Go with Rebecca when she begins this journey. We travel with her a little bit. Let us go speak to her. Let us ask her a question. We say, Rebecca, Will you now tell me something about Isaac? Say, that is almost for her an embarrassing question. Why? Because she cannot say so much, can she? What does she have to say? She has to say, really, I do not know him. I really do not know who he is. That is natural, is it not? Young people, we live in a day wherein sometimes we hear young people, oh, we hope that the Lord is working in the heart of our youth. But you know, sometimes we hear young people and they can speak, and they can speak, and they can speak. And they speak all about the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, that is nice. There are other young people. They look up to them. They say, that is something. They can say so much. Wait a moment. Just wait a moment. What is now natural? We do not say it is impossible. But what is now natural in that spiritual life? That they are so able to speak so much. Or we would say, then there is to be feared that so much that comes out of the mind. And that is not coming out of that experience of the heart. Sometimes that can be discouraging to others who have to say, I do not have so much to say because I do not know so much. He is to me still so hidden. He is to me so much yet a stranger. But is that really strange in the life of that people? Would that have been strange in the life of Rebecca? You say, can Rebecca say nothing of Isaac? Oh, she can. What can Rebecca say of Isaac? Oh, she can say she has heard of him. She can say that she has received a special invitation from him. In that invitation, she has received a special love for him. That he is, in her eyes, greater than all in this world. That her heart that has been drawn out after him, even though she is yet so ignorant who that he is, she has been shown something of the riches of this Isaac. Oh, she may say, she may know a little bit of that beauty that is all become her hope. She has received a hope in him, even in her great ignorance. How is that? That faith may receive a hope in that mediator, even in their ignorance. Ah, that is, when something is opened out of that word of God, and when they may see something of the perfect suitability of that Savior for such as they are. Oh, when they may understand, you heard in this morning, and that those disciples, and they were sent out to baptize, then it is possible, congregation, or then it is possible that someone, and they are sitting in their place, and who feel by that Spirit of the Lord so wretched, so miserable, so filthy, so guilty. The impossibility. And then to hear that he has sent his disciples to baptize in his name, then it is possible that the Spirit of the Lord gives such a man in such a condition of his life to suddenly see something he has never seen before. Oh, to suddenly see that there is a fountain that is open for sin and for uncleanness. Oh, to have just a little view, maybe from so far away, but which gives them hope. A possibility in all their impossibility, not for someone else, but a possibility for me as the chief, that I still could be washed, that I still could be cleansed. And what happens? Oh, he becomes so precious. Then your heart that is drawn to him, and you feel, you experience the invitation. You feel, you hear his voice in this, that he is calling you, that you may draw nigh unto him, and then you see the perfect suitability of that Savior for this sinner. Or are there those who have experienced in your life something of that blessed invitation? Then it is not necessary that a minister is speaking externally, as it were, an invitation. No, then a man has only to see that suitability in that word of God. Oh, then they have felt something. And then there is hope. There is hope so that that people, they are beginning something. They do not have him yet. Can they say they are married to him? Say no. Of course not. They have only seen him. Marriage, that is the culmination. That is what they are now just beginning to seek after. Oh, they are just beginning upon this journey. Today, there are those that will say to those people, you must now believe that you are one of that church. You must now believe that you are the bride of Christ, that you are married unto him. To a people that have only just begun upon that journey. Young people, you understand something, do you not? That does not make any natural sense. And thus, the supernatural dealings of the Lord with his people, they are not so unnatural. You say, well, it says in the Word of God that we must believe. It says in the Word of God that we must believe in Christ. Does it not? Indeed, it does. And we must, because outside of faith in Christ, there is no salvation. None. Say, what is it then? Well, congregation, there are steps. There are steps also in that faith which has Christ as its object. Christ is not the first object of true saving faith. We have spoken of that. But there are also steps in that faith wherein he becomes that object of faith. What is the first step? Well, our first step to faith in Christ is to believe that we need Him. Do you believe that you need Him? Well, congregation, we would urge you to this faith, because that is true of each and every one of us concerning that mediator. When we are to believe in Him, that is in the first place that we are to believe that we need Him. What is that? That is nothing less than a belief of our wretchedness, a belief in our miserable state, our miserable condition, our helplessness, our hopelessness, that we have fallen into that pit of sin. Do you believe that? That is the first faith that is worked in the heart of that people concerning that blessed mediator. And we must, that must be developed, as it were, by the Spirit of the Lord to lead that people further in that faith. And what is that? Well, then we must come to believe that there is no other Savior than He is. We must come to believe that we cannot save ourselves. We must come to believe that no man, our father, children, our mother, they also are not able to save us. O congregation, do you believe this? Our fathers, they use the term to be cut off. What does that mean? That means that we need to be cut off from every other Savior. That we feel that we experience something of that holy despair. And now this is that people to whom that one name given under heaven among men is revealed. The Lord, He is opening that word to the soul of those who despair. Did you ever despair? You say, I have never seen Him. It has never been opened unto me. Oh, that is because we still have something from our own side. It is because our own hope, our own help, that has never been brought unto an end. But the Lord, He is not leaving that people. When He has truly cut off everything from their own side, then He is not leaving them. But He is showing them something. Oh, then He is opening something of the blessed work of that mediator, that they may see it, and that they may believe it. That they may see that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, then they may hear it from His own mouth. Oh, then they hear it, as it were, in His word. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It is experienced and faith. What does faith do? The heart of that broken soul, that faith that is given to view Him, that faith that is given to hear, to experience that invitation to a poor, to a needy sinner. And do you know what He finds out? He finds out that there is a Trinity. That there is a Trinity. Because this is now the first time that a person experiences in his life the distinction between the Father and the Son, that there is a mediator, and that that God whom my soul misses, that He can be reconciled through this mediator. Oh, they have never seen this before. Oh, it was truly God whom their soul was made to love. But now that mediator, he is specifically appearing to the soul of this people that they may see just even in a small way. But in that small way, it is giving a hope. A hope in their hopeless soul. Is that now the same thing as to be married unto him? You say, certainly not. You cannot now say to that people that you ought now to believe that you are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. You ought now to believe that God is your Father. Why? Because they do not have sufficient of an object to ground that faith upon. What ought that people to believe? You say, they are called to believe. They must believe in him. They ought to do that. Not that they can do that in their strength, but they ought to. What ought they then to believe? Oh, then they ought to believe that Christ will do. He will certainly do everything that he says that he will do. Oh, they ought to believe that Christ, he will certainly save a sinner just as they are. Or when they think that there is no one so black in this whole world. Oh, they ought to believe that Christ, he will be gracious unto those who do not deserve it, who have sin everything away. But he declares it in his word that he will receive such unto himself. And this they ought to believe. Oh, they should not faint at the magnitude of their guilt, as if there is for me, for such a one as I am, there is no hope, there is no forgiveness. Oh, they should not doubt his ability. They should not doubt his willingness. Oh, to be a savior, even to hear and to sit with publicans and with sinners, and to receive such into communion with his Father. Oh, they ought, no, they cannot always believe it, but they ought to believe it, that he will do everything that he has certainly promised that he will do. And that faith actually does believe it. It does believe it. Although it takes hold of it sometimes with such a trembling hand. Like the Lord Jesus, he said, oh, why are you fearful? O ye of little faith. And so that soul, it begins to come. It begins to draw near unto that blessed Savior, even as Rebecca, she comes. Oh, she does not know where to find Isaac. What does she do? Well, she follows the servant. She goes behind him. That's what we read. That she followed the man. Why? Because he was going to lead her to him. That is now why you see that people. They are there in that house of the Lord. And that is something. Because they come there in that house of the Lord to hear as they have never heard before. Oh, there was a time in that true conversion that the Lord, he has worked a love for that house of the Lord. Or maybe that has been many years ago already. And then those desires, oh, do you have them, young people? Do you have those desires to sit with David in that house of the Lord? To be rather a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, rather than to dwell in the tents of wickedness? And yet here, there is a new desire. Why? A new desire to come in that house of the Lord. Do you know what they wanted to hear so much before? Then they delighted. And they delighted when they may hear something of their life. Then they delighted when they may hear something laid out of that Word of God, where it showed in that Word of God the hunger and the thirst that there is a working of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they thought, maybe that the Lord is actually working in my life. Oh, then they came Sabbath after Sabbath, and then it was good, because sometimes there then they did hear how that heart that panted after the brooks of water, and then they could say it from the bottom of their heart. Can you say that, children? Young people, can you say that from the bottom of your heart? That my soul, that thirst for God, as the heart that panteth for the water brooks. Say it is not always the same. May not always be the same. But is it there? And yet now we speak of something different. Why? Because now when the Lord, He is opening something of who that mediator is. Then they come to that house of the Lord. And then they desire to hear that name. Oh, that one name given under heaven among men, whereby we must be saved. Oh, then they are coming, and they are listening, and they are asking the Lord, wilt thou show unto thy servant where he is, that he may exclaim it unto us. Oh, that I may see again something of his beauty, that I may learn something of his attributes, that I may see again something of his comeliness. Oh, that he may speak about faith, and how that I can receive him, how that he can become mine, how that faith works, what makes that faith to be active, and what it means when that faith may take hold of him. Oh, is there ever in your heart a desire that you may also be led, that you may follow God's servants upon the camels, that they may lead you unto that greater Isaac? Let us sing Psalter 100. Forever trusting in the Lord, take heed to do His will. So shalt thou dwell within the land. So shalt thou dwell within the land, and he thy need shall fill. 1-4 of 100. What do you think, congregation? Do you think that Isaac, that Eliezer ever spoke about Isaac while they were upon this journey? You say, of course. That would be natural, and that is right, because again, there is nothing unnatural about the supernatural dealings of the Lord with his people. So we see this caravan that is coming to a stop by times. We see in the evening that the camels, they are unburdened what they have had upon them. They are given a little rest. Or we see Eliezer. He is sitting. And Rebekah, she is sitting at his feet. And then she will ask him, will you tell me more? Tell me more about Isaac. And then she is so quiet because there her ears, they have been opened. And she is listening with a personal interest in who that this Isaac is. And when she now shall meet him, it is food for her. It is drink for her soul. Has that ever become so for you? Food and drink to hear of that one name. But then there are also cold, dark nights. There are also hot, dry days. They are following the camels, one after the other. Long stretches at a time. Actually, we don't read of anything. We don't read of anything that Eliezer has spoken to Rebekah on this journey. Now we believe that Eliezer, he has taken good care of Rebekah. We know that Eliezer, he has led Rebekah. We know that Eliezer, with his servants also, they have protected Rebekah upon that way. But we don't read anything special upon the journey that he has spoken unto her. Actually, it is natural that there also would have been much silence because those camels, they are following one another upon the way. And then we would say there is work to be done. There is a way that has to be traveled, following one after the other. Thus, there is often silence. And how was that in that silence for Rebekah? See, there is anticipation, certainly, because that hope that has been born in her heart. But do you think that it was all anticipation? Or do you not think that there were also anxieties, that there were also fears that were living in the heart of Rebekah? What do you think, girls? When Rebekah would think about going here to meet Isaac, and then in her mind, then she thinks, she has heard of who this Isaac is. He is a holy man. He is a man of God. He is a man that fears the Lord. Then she looks upon herself. And she sees herself. And the closer that she comes, the further that she comes upon the journey, then I believe that the fears and the anxieties, they have only increased. when she hears nothing, and when she only can think of all that she may have heard of him, and she sees and feels, and she will say in her heart, he does not really know who I am. What happens when she will come there and he will be disappointed in me? When he will find out that I am not a holy man, a woman, as he is a holy man, or he does not know me, will he really receive me? And then she hears nothing from him. Oh, she thinks he is a man of great riches, and I a woman. I can bring nothing to him. I cannot increase his state. I cannot add unto him. Congregation, are there those who are following along? Because we see here what is going on in the heart of that people between the revelation of Christ and the application of Christ. Oh, it is true. The Lord, he is taking care of his people. The Lord, he is not a land of outer darkness to any one of his people. The Lord, he is feeding his people. The Lord, he is protecting his people. He is caring for that people. He is leading that people unto himself. And yet, it can be so quiet. And that journey that can seem so long, where there is nothing to be heard from the Lord. We read 20 years between Bethel and Peniel for Jacob, and we read nothing of a special appearance of the Lord unto Jacob. Oh, do that people know nothing of Christ? They do. Oh, they have seen something. They say a little bit. They cannot deny it. And yet, they say it has now been so long ago. And I can speak of that. Sometimes, I am afraid that maybe that was all just from myself, because then there is nothing from that time unto this time. And the questions and the riddles, they are only increasing in the life of that people. It is a way through the cold, dark night. It is a way through the hot, dry day. It is sometimes outward tribulation, but it is especially an inward tribulation. Why? Because they hear nothing. And what is it that stays in them? That is sin. Oh, they say, a holy and a righteous God. And the longer that they live, the more of the dirt that they see that is coming out of their own heart, that is living within, then they say, oh, will he accept of me? I cannot add anything unto him in his greatness. Who am I? Questions. What does Newton say? 'Tis the point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? What are the consolations? I think sometimes she is riding upon those camels and she is reaching children. She is reaching for what? She is reaching for the bracelets that are on her hands. Those bracelets. She looks at those bracelets. Sometimes she cannot see them because it is dark. She can only feel them. Are they still there? What are they? Oh, they are the gifts. That is now what she has received. From whom? She has received that from Isaac. And those little bracelets, they are a great comfort for her. When there is so much silence. Why? Because she knows that those bracelets, they have come from Isaac. Oh, they are bracelets that give her comfort in all the anxieties that are living in her heart. Because they are from Isaac himself. And those bracelets, they reassure her. When she may see them, when she may feel them, because they were given unto her irrespective of who she is. Irrespective of her unholiness. Oh, they are gifts. They are objects. When she comes there, oh, she says in her heart, he will recognize these bracelets. That they have come from himself. Oh, then she, as it were, she may plead upon those bracelets. She will be able to say to him that I did not come here of my own accord. Then, as she was not bold in coming unto him, she will be able to say that she did not approach unto him without an invitation and being uncalled. Congregation, are there people that understand? Because there is a time. We have spoken a little of those gifts and what those gifts are in the life of God's people. And there is a time that those gifts, they become more and more precious unto that people. Why? Because of the silence, then they are going back again. What does David say? He says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Then there is a pleading on it. That is a people, they are holding on. They are holding on to those things, maybe just a little word, maybe just a little opening in that word that has come, they feel it in their heart, that has come from the Lord, and they will not let it go. It is not a ground. It has to be taken away as a ground, and yet they are precious, precious things to them. Oh, they are giving them the ability to go onward upon that journey in the darkness, in the coldness, in the heat, in the silence. Congregation, God's people, they do not come to the highest steps of grace with just a hop and a skip and a jump. No, some actually never reach in this life the very highest steps of grace. Oh, the Lord, He will take them in, some as a child, some as a child in grace. God does not reveal Himself unto the wicked. He reveals Himself unto His own people, and He makes Himself to become altogether lovely, so that they do say, I will go. But now the way to possess Him, the way to that place and that time, that they may be able to say, which is by times the longing of their heart, that they may be able to say, He is mine, and I am His. That way to the possession, that is long. Often the Lord is free, but it is often long. And it is often a way that is going through much silence, but there is no going back anymore. There is no going back anymore. There is no apostasy, God's word says, of the saints of the Lord. And why not? Who was it? It was Isaac. He is on the other side. He is in the field. And there he is bowing his knees. There he is asking that Spirit of the Lord if He will work it through. And if He will bring that people in. And if He will keep them on the way, that they may be brought indeed unto Himself. He has received a promise from the Father. That promise is secure to him, and therefore it cannot fail. And therefore that church is receiving the tokens upon the way, and a hope which will not be made ashamed. Amen. O Lord, remember each and every one to whom that Thou hast given such a hope. For Thou knowest all that comes against it. There are many enemies in the wilderness. O that Thou Thyself may watch over Thy people. Wilt Thou give them tokens of Thy love, of Thy favor, but wilt Thou bring them also to the knowledge of the possession of Thee? And wilt Thou bless Thy word, give a desire in the heart of young and old? We are all journeying, but we all do not journey in this way. But could it please Thee to send us to our homes this afternoon with a conviction in our heart, and that we may be convinced in our own soul, and that we may be given a love in our heart for Thee and for Thy people, and that there may be a cry to heaven, O Lord, lead me in this way, in the way that Thou leadest all Thy people. Care for us, bring us safely home. Help Thou us, each one, in the labors of our hands in the week to come. Watch over the building, and wilt Thou help us as a consistory. And when we meet in this week, remember the confession class. And we hope to begin to meet also on Tuesday evening. And wilt Thou be with us, and that Thou may give something of Thy presence, nearness and blessing and favor also in our midst. Forgive Thou and take away all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. 73, stanzas 2, 4, and 5. O Lord, regard me when I cry. In mercy, hear me when I speak. Thou bidst me seek thy face, and I, O Lord, with willing heart reply. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. 2, 4, and 5 of Psalter 73. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.